Don't you know? We're talking about a revolution. Sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? We're talking about a revolution. Sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run.
This is Tony Glover, and welcome to Out FM on WBA 99.5 FM in New York. Today we're going to discuss the Black Panther Political Party and the Gay Liberation Movement and how they came together in the 1960s. A bit of a historical lesson, and our featured guests will be David Hilliard and Erica Huggins. A little bit more on them later. First, I'd like to read from a news article by Raleigh Grau, and it talks a little bit about how the two movements came together. In the months following the Stonewall riots of June 1969, the fledgling gay liberation movement sought to form alliances with other progressive movements. But new left groups were usually no less homophobic than the rest of the country. A breakthrough came, however, in the summer of 1970 when Black Panther Party leader Huey P. Newton announced support for gay and lesbian equality. His statement was the first pro-gay pronouncement to come from the Black civil rights movement. In a letter from Huey to the Revolutionary Brothers and Sisters about the Women's Liberation and Gay Liberation Movements, published August 21, 1970, in the party's newspaper, this letter was as much a reprimand to fellow Panthers for homophobia and sexism as it was a call for coalition. Newton writes, "As we all know, sometimes our first instinct is to want to hit a homosexual in the mouth and want a woman to be quiet. We want to hit a homosexual in the mouth because we're afraid we might be homosexual, and we want to hit the woman or shut her up because we're afraid that she might castrate us. The remedy," he said, "is to gain security in ourselves and therefore have respect and feelings for all oppressed people." Admitting that the party had failed to consider gay issues, Newton observed, "Homosexuals are not given freedom and liberty by anyone in the society. Maybe they might be the most oppressed people in the society." Newton also addressed what had become a particularly sore point for gay activists. Quote, "The terms faggot and punk should be deleted from our vocabulary, and especially we should not attach names normally designed for homosexuals to men who are enemies of the people." The relationship between gay activists and the Black Panther Party was just beginning. The Gay Liberation Front, a gay radical organization of the time, had already supported the Panther Party, and this caused a split amongst some gay activists. But even, actually, the Gay Liberation Front was vocal in its criticisms of movement homophobia. A few months before Newton's statement, at a rally to demand the release of the incarcerated Panther leader Bobby Seale, the Gay Liberation Front's Jim Farrut called on radical leftists to stop using the word faggot to describe their enemies and to confront their own bias against gays. Another speaker at the rally was the gay French writer Jean Genet, who had come to the United States to win support for the Panthers among American intellectuals. Like Farrut, he objected to the use of the word faggot. According to his biographer Edmund White, Genet's comments are what prompted Newton's statement on gay liberation. So that's a little bit of background information, and I wanted to now introduce our guests, Erica Huggins and David Hilliard. First, a little bit about them. Erica Huggins grew up in Washington, D.C. and was 15 when she attended the March on Washington in 1963. The event ignited a passion for social action, and she went on to become a member of the Black Panthers, a party built on the premise that by the 1960s, nonviolence as a strategy had had its day. According to Huggins, the thing that moved her most during the march was when singer Lena Horne stood up at the microphone and sang the word freedom. It rang out over our heads, she said, and landed on our ears in such a way that it sent a chill down my spine. I knew the event would have an impact on the African-American community that would last for generations. It was already having an enormous impact on my life. I knew that I wanted to serve my people. Indeed, Erica Huggins has served her people. Today, she is educator with parents, children, and teens. It's that kind of work she's done most of her life, including the time that she was in the Black Panther Party. During that time, she ran the Oakland Community School, which became a model for alternative schools. She's a mother of three, and part of what anchors her in her life is meditation. Part of what meditation does is provide the foundation for her to work on the uplift of humanity. And she says it's very important that you, our listeners, know that she comes from that place of inner focus. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you.
And David Hilliard, as chief of the staff of the Black Panther Party, David Hilliard was actively involved in every major activity of the best recognized, and I think one of the most respected African-American organizations in the 1960s and 70s. The Panthers'